It all started with a call from little 9-year-old Emily. Well, Emily, why do you want to know if there's a book with Loretta in it?
Because I want to see her book with, because she's kind, she's pretty and funny.
Your mum, Kira, is on the phone as well. Emily wants to go as Loretta for book week. I'm not aware of any book with Loretta in it. So should we set the challenge this morning?
I really think you should. I think it'd be very amusing if you did.
Loretta had no idea while she was away that we would try to write a book about her so Emily could live out her dream and dress up as Loretta for book week. We didn't have much time. It all needed to be done within days. But author Danica Patterson was up for the challenge.
Book and that exists, and now Emily can dress up as Loretta till her little heart is content.
I don't know what to say, Danica. It's amazing, actually, the work that you've done and a challenge for you. How many late nights? How hard was it to do a book about me?
Well, you know what? I think your listeners have a lot of love for you, Loretta, and the book, to be honest, kind of wrote itself. I could have gone on and on and on and on. It was just the format, you know, that we needed to fit it into to make sure it was, you know, manageable for an illustrator in a week that... It kept it short and sweet, but yeah, there's a lot of love out there for you, my friend.
You called in a favour for us as well, Danica. Do you want to introduce us to our illustrator?
The illustrator who answered this challenge, her name is Sarah Mason. She lives in Manly, and I popped my little head over the fence and said, Sarah, do you think that you would be up for this craziness? I said yes, no pressure. And happily, Sarah said yes too.
And we've got Sarah on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Hiya. It was such a crazy project. How could I say no?
How do you even start, Sarah, with illustrating something like this?
Danica and I discussed ideas kind of quite briefly, and then I just kind of got into sketching mode, yeah. And I surprised even myself, to be honest, because I'm not a full-time illustrator. This is a kind of hobby for me, so it's been a really wonderful experience.
To get back and have a book written about me was unbelievable. We were making Emily's dream come true, so there was no way I was missing her parade for book week. I had to head along.
All these kids in their costumes, it's so beautiful. Wow, look at them all. Emily. Hello. How are you? I love your dress and your microphone.
My kind of star. My kind of star beats the sun out of bed. By breakfast, her bright sparkle starts to spread.
We dressed in matching pineapple dresses. Emily's dress was even made by a listener. Seeing her with a copy of the book and a microphone in hand was so heartwarming.
My star serves to South Bank on waves made of air, sharing sounds that are filled with cool, calm, kind care.
Having this book written about me, but for Emily to take to school, really did mean so much to her, and talking to Emily's mum, Kira, made me feel really proud about what we'd all done.
I have no words for it. It's just so special and important. Emily loves book week in that she likes to find something that's a bit left of centre, and I think that plays into she's neurodivergent, and the fact that she just loves you guys, she listens to you guys every morning, she gets ready for school based on the schedule that you guys lay out every morning, so she knows that when the radio DJ song starts playing, that's shake out the sillies and get in the car at the end of the song.
Wow.
Emily participates in music therapy once a fortnight and to assist with her neurodivergence and developing self-confidence, and that's actually part of why we started listening to you guys, is because of Breakfast DJ. Every day she listens to you guys, gets a groove on, and that's how we've learnt that you and Emily have very similar music taste. And she just gets really into you guys, and she sits there and actually communicates with the radio when you guys have got the talkback radio. Like, yeah. If somebody rings in and says, oh, well, this is what's happening in my area, and she's like, oh, well, I've seen that happening, and she starts to pay attention to what's happening around her. She loves you guys. She loves the morning show, and the fact that everybody in Brisbane has just gotten behind her idea is just I just don't have words for it.
Yeah.
More than that, I'm actually really proud because I can see how much it means to everybody.
Mm.
and I love that there is just so much kindness that's being spread.
I learn and I laugh with my star and her crew, because listening to her makes me feel sparkly too. My star has a voice that soothes souls near and far. Meet Loretta Ryan, my radio star.
Emily, thank you so much. It's meant the world to me, you dressing up like me, and I love your little dress.
Thank you.
And thank you for everything, and I really hope that you enjoy your book and that you read it, and maybe you read it to other people as well.
Definitely. Your day was awesome, and you made my day by coming.